digital storytelling. And Roger brings
Roger overall.
He uses video and uses audio. And also the written word to document and broadcast his clients' lives and events and businesses and achievements. And tonight, Roger is going slideless. He's got loads. And just to give you a sense of what's coming, I'm
now
running off the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roger Overall.
Thank you very much. I'm really nervous because I have spoken in public before, but Aidan rang me and he said, actually emailed me, he said, would you speak at a Smart Reg event? And I said, of course I will, but just tell me, how many people have attended your Smarter Ape courses? I said, well, nearly all of them. So what am I really seriously going to tell you that you don't already know? So I better make this good. I'm actually quite nervous. I guess I've been nervous doing public speaking then. I'm going to talk to you this evening about superglue for eyeball super glue, and I just need volunteers. That didn't work out as planned. But we're all in this social media. I mean, Mike was talking about stories and storytelling, and Kerry was talking about motivation, what motivates you, which fundamentally is, what is your story? Why do you do what you do? And one of the great avenues we have at the moment, of course, I don't need to tell you this, is social media. But there is a problem with social media, and we've probably all come across it by now. And that is, there's so goddamn much of it. How do you participate? How are you on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram? How do you tweet? How do you do Google+? How do you keep it all going? I mean, it's impossible. If you wanted to participate effectively on all those platforms, you'd have no time to do your job. And equally, we're trying to reach out to people and connect with them, and they have the same problem. They're on all these social media platforms, their friends are trying to connect with them, their family are trying to connect with them, all kinds of businesses are trying to connect with them. They just don't have the time anymore. So actually being heard and connecting efficiently in that environment is quite tricky. So what I'm hoping to do this evening is give you a suggestion for a way where you can actually participate online and that your content is really sticky, super glue sticky. I mean, wouldn't it be great if your content, something you put up, stopped somebody in their tracks and they could barely tear their eyes away because it was super glued onto the page. And when they did take it off, they took your super sticky content and put it on the eyeball of somebody else, either by linking to it, writing about it, etc., etc. So I'm going to take you on a little journey. Going to give you a suggestion, but at the end, I'm actually going to leave you in a big hole, and I realise that because I don't really want to sell anything to you, so I have a gift for you at the end. So I'm going to give you a solution, leave you kind of hanging for a nanosecond, and then I have a gift for you. So, if you look at how busy people are, Twitter, 140 characters, absolutely exploded in terms of usage. Because 140 characters is pretty good, isn't it? We can digest 140 characters, we can write 140 characters. I would say a show of hands for who uses Twitter, but the lights are in my face, I can't tell anyway, so I'm just going to presume it's everybody. But therein actually lies the solution to our problem of cutting through all this traffic. Okay? Because if we can handle 140 characters, that gives us a hint give something that is immediately consumable, we might get somebody's attention. Now, 140 characters to tell everybody about your business, what you do, and how great you are, pretty damn tough. Okay? Is there another way, that's what I'm trying to say, of conveying a lot of words very quickly? Is there some currency that one of this currency is equal to an awful lot of words? I'm a photographer. You know where this is going, don't you? But I'm not the only person who thinks that a picture is worth a lot of words. The ancient Chinese have a saying, have a proverb. Would somebody like to read it out? No? lucky guess of what this proverb says? No, it doesn't. This Chinese proverb says, a picture is worth 10,000 words. A picture is worth 10,000 words. We know this saying, of course, is a picture is worth 1,000 words. Why we need a fraction of the number of words the Chinese need to use, I don't know. Maybe we're less loquacious, what am I saying, I'm in Ireland, that can't be true. Maybe it's because we make things up. Maybe it's because we make up Chinese proverbs. Because although this proverb has been attributed to Confucius, it is actually less than 100 years old. This may well say, a picture is worth 10,000 words. However, it appeared for the first time in an advert for Royal Baking Soda in 1927. It may actually have derived its origin from an American newspaper man, Arthur Brisbane, I think his name was, who was quoted in 1911 as his advice to his editors and newspapers in general is, use a photograph, it's worth 1,000 words. Okay, so we have this concept. This concept has been with us for a long time. We kind of get a sense of what it means. We kind of get a sense of, okay, yes, we kind of get what you're trying to say here. However, give us some proof. I shall. Who knows Flickr? Actually, what am I saying? I can't see you. I'm just going to present some of the hand up. Flickr is a photo sharing site. Okay, it's not necessarily a social network. It's actually a site that was set up so that photography enthusiasts could post photographs and have some kind of conversation about them as well. There are about, my figures are slightly out of date, they're last year's figures, there are about 6 billion photographs on Flickr. So this golf ball represents the 6 billion photographs on Flickr. But of course, Flickr isn't the social media platform we all use. What's the most popular social media platform?
Facebook,
yes, good. So, the ratio, to give you an idea of how big Facebook is Facebook is actually the largest archive of photographs in the world. And to give you an idea of how that relates to the 6 billion here of the golf ball, I'm actually going to smack this against somebody's head because a head is actually proportionally to a golf ball the same size as Facebook is to Flickr. Now, if I get this hard enough, the resulting bloody bruise will provide a really good visual as to what I'm trying to say. We can all gather around, have a really good look before the ambulance gets here, and that will give you a good idea of just how big Facebook is. Suddenly, sitting in the front row wasn't such a good idea. No, I wouldn't do that. please, have a seat up front. I have a much more benign... And that's why the balloon is here. So, Facebook, number of photographs. Flickr, number of photographs. Facebook, so you're wondering, well, how many photographs are there actually on Facebook? Well, last year's figure was 140 billion. By the end of this year, it's going to be roughly around a quarter of a trillion. Every hour, 8 million photographs are uploaded to Facebook. That means every minute, that's roughly 140,000. Every second, that's 2,500, which means about 10,000 have been uploaded, and the time it's taken me to tell you that. It is growing massively, okay? But it's not the only place where the number of photographs growing is growing, the number of photographs being attributed is growing. In this room, somewhere, hanging from the ceiling, is a representation of Instagram. Can you see it?
This right
one? Oh, well done, well done. I'm not sure if everybody can see it, but there is a Christmas decoration up here. Okay? And it's about yay big, just for those of you who can't see it. Stuck into the Christmas decoration is a pin. The head of the pin is a small ball. That was the size of Instagram last year. Okay, one of the most popular photo sharing websites in the world, or sites in the world, or services. But its growth has been dramatic. Its growth has been explosive. It is now actually probably the size of that ball. And if you think of how big that is growing, it is spectacular. So Instagram is growing dramatically. Facebook has a bunch of photographs. In fact, the most popular way of contributing to Facebook is uploading a... No, it's the second most popular. The first most popular is actually a comment. But a comment could be emoticon or a thumbs up or two words, because we don't like using more than 140 characters. The second most popular way is actually uploading a photograph. And it's growing all the time. So, right. At this point, I wish I had 5 minutes of material left.
Go for a question.
Bane death, always. No, sorry, didn't move on. Why would this be? Why is it the case that uploading photographs has become so popular? Well, on the one hand, it's become so bloody easy because we can do it off our phone, can't we? And it goes directly to a social networking site. The latest generation of compact cameras have exactly the same interface on the back as you recognise from your smartphone. You can start doing that from a compact camera. So it's very easy. It takes away a lot of the hurdles. A lot of us don't like writing. At the same time, did you know, I was at a seminar not long ago, and one of the speakers said 80% of Americans are non-literate. Doesn't mean they're illiterate. Doesn't mean they can't read and write. It means they choose not to read and write. 80% choose not to read and write on a daily basis. Reaching these people is a visual thing. They will consume visual stimuli. We do this as humans. There are studies that show, and this is an increasing body of work, that using images increases attention, comprehension, and retention. Okay? So there's a big opportunity here for us because, suddenly to come back to the eyeball, if we can upload something very quickly, doesn't take too much time out of our day, and it is consumed because these people want to consume photographs, people we're trying to reach want to consume photographs, well, wouldn't that be a great opportunity? Maybe we should all start taking photographs of our business. Maybe we could reach people then. But there's a problem. You might be convinced now that actually taking photographs of your business to help you tell the story is a very good idea. But you're looking at me going, wait a minute, overall, you are a professional photographer. You've just held a, how many minutes? 11, 12 minutes advert for your own services. Well, point. It's a very fair comment, but it's not true. I cannot possibly be there, and nor can Neil here, isn't he? Nor can Neil Danton be there, another professional photographer, to take a photograph when you want to upload something to a social network. You're going to have to do it yourself, okay? But you might need a little bit of help. So here's my gift, if you would like it. I am writing a book. There is a copy of the book, but everybody in the room can have a book free. What's the book called? It's called Eyeball Soup Blue. Effective Online Photography for SMEs. If you would like a copy, all you have to do is email me, and when the ebook is there, I will send it to you, probably the end of October, maybe halfway through November. So, I hope I've convinced you that using photographs will help you achieve your storytelling goals and will help you connect with the audience you want to connect to. And quite honestly, if you think that photography is great, you have not seen the rumbling in the distance that is video. And I'm sure you can tell you all about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Roger. Now, who would like to ask Roger his first question? Right.
I want to ask a question,
Eric. Go ahead.
What kind of photographs should you take in your business, for say, if you were an accountant or something boring?
For example.
If you were an accountant or something boring, for example. Something boring? Well, first of all, What we tend to forget is that, and Mike did make this point, is we all have stories. Regardless of what we do, we all have stories. So I would recommend to somebody who is an accountant, you have information to impart, and actually you're in a very, very good position people want your information. They might not admit it to your face, but we are all desperate for the information you have, Aura, because we need it. We don't have it, we need it. It's fundamental to the running of our business. However, accountants can be quite scary. You know, big companies, kind of faceless kind of people. So depending on the kind of business, if you were somebody who ran their own business, I'd be quite personable. I would actually attract onto me people who want to talk to a human being. So I would show myself as a human being. So therefore, I would show my interests, some of which will have a connection to what you do, and some of which won't. It's a bit like what motivates you. What is it? What is it you're about? What's in here? And if you can capture that, then you're halfway there. But it's kind of another topic altogether. But speak to me afterwards, and I'll give you some ideas.
Okay.
Look, the obvious follow-on, I think, is Pinterest. I mean, in relation to what Orla just asked about, you know, the most, I mean, I don't want to exaggerate, but one of a very, very fast-growing platform is Pinterest. Roger, any views on the relevance of Pinterest to doing business in Ireland today?
Well, if your target audience is female, for a start, Pinterest is worth looking at, definitely. If you make something, particularly if you have a product, Pinterest is a good place to be seen because people like to comment on how cool certain things are. So definitely if it's something you can hold in your hand, I think Pinterest is a very good place to be. The one tip I'd give anybody, if you can, a tip if it's possible is embed your website so people know where it's come from. So if you can somehow have a little www.cometome.com in all your photographs online, because they will get thieved. But if they're going to get thieved, they might as well get thieved with your contact details. If you want.
Do you mean on the actual photograph or description?
Yes, if you can. But that's again. It's a little bit complicated, but it can be done fairly easily as well. So, give you an idea.
Thanks.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roger O'Rourke.